This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Israeli military said its forces rescued an Israeli hostage in southern Gaza Tuesday after what it called a complex operation. Military spokesman Daniel Haggari said 52-year-old Kaid Farhad Al-Qaidi, a Muslim Israeli citizen from Rahat, was rescued from an underground tunnel following what he called accurate intelligence. Haggari would not give extensive details on the operation. Al-Qaidi was working as a guard at a warehouse on a kibbutz in southern Israel when he was abducted by militants October 7th. The Israeli Defense Forces said Al-Qaidi is in stable medical condition and was transferred to Soroka Medical Center to be checked over, where he is reportedly doing well and has been reunited with his family. Associated Press Middle East News Director Joe Federer said the lack of details on the rescue operation brings to mind a previous hostage rescue mission by Israeli forces.
They haven't given any details yet. We saw a similar operation, though, in June, where four hostages were rescued at the time, and that turned into a very bloody operation because they tried to sneak in. They burst in to rescue these people, but they were quickly detected. At the time, over 200 people were killed, basically as the army shot its way out of this crowd to get out safely with the hostages. We don't know if anything like that has happened today.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday his military has already deployed Western-supplied F-16 fighter jets to great effect, downing drones and missiles, and that Russia had fired in recent attacks. Zelensky announced earlier this month they had received the first batch of fighter jets, and he said Tuesday he'd like more.
Nobody talked about it, but we destroyed already in this huge attack of Russians. We destroyed already some missiles and drones using F-16. I will not share how many, but we did it thanks to partners that they gave us F-16s, provided to us. But again, it's not enough.
This is VOA News. A group has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack in Pakistan's Baluchistan province earlier this week. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A separatist group has claimed responsibility for the deadliest day in recent history in Pakistan's Balochistan, and warned that even more intense and widespread attacks are coming. Pakistan's prime minister has declared that there will be no peace talks with the Balochistan Liberation Army insurgents, who also have targeted Chinese-funded projects there. The attacks indicate that the BLA, which has targeted security forces for years in small-scale attacks and is allied with the Pakistani Taliban, is now much more organized. But the Interior Minister says there's no need for a large-scale operation against them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On the U.S. presidential campaign trail, the campaign of former U.S. President Donald Trump Tuesday added two former opponents to their transition team. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Two former opponents have joined Donald Trump's presidential transition team. Both recently endorsed Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. last week.
Bobby and I will fight together.
And Tulsi Gabbard yesterday.
I invite you to join me in doing all that we can to save our country and elect President Donald J. Trump.
Trump's campaign says it looks forward to having their powerful voices on a team planning for a future Trump administration. Gabbard ran for the Democratic nomination 4 years ago. Kennedy ended his independent run last week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
UN nuclear watchdog head Rafael Grossi kicked off a visit Tuesday to independently assess conditions at Russia's Kursk nuclear plant following Ukraine's unprecedented cross-border offensive into the Russian region. The International Atomic Energy Agency has repeatedly warned of the dangers of fighting around nuclear plants following Russia's full-scale military offensive into Ukraine in 2022. As the U.S. Open, the nation's premier tennis event, opened this week with more than a million fans expected, tennis officials are forced to confront the game's upstart rival, pickleball. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The nation's fastest growing racket sport, or sport of any kind, is pickleball, which has seen participation boom 223% in the past 3 years. USTA President Brian Hainlein says he plays tennis on public courts and, quote, quite frankly, it's obnoxious to hear that pickleball noise. The rackets hitting the ball do make a distinctive sound. Now USTA is flipping the switch on pickleball, launching more than 400 pilot programs across the country to broaden the reach of an easier-to-play, smaller-court version of tennis called red ball tennis. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.